I'm trying to help you out. I'm just trying to facilitate your expedient arrival.
I learned that word in the dictionary.
Because my friend's concept of stereotyping means that I cannot have an education. Heaven forbid that I talk like this because of a speech impediment or the way I was raised, not because of my level of education.
But then my teacher, Edward James, almost helped me out, let's see.
Oh, never James almost. But that was like in my sophomore year. And then for my junior year, there was some chick there. She was real dangerous, man. And then for my senior year, my teacher shot himself in the head, man, with some students.
With some students?
It was a real 187 up in there.
Really? That sounds disrespectful.
That guy, you know, kind of looked like that Samuel Jackson guy. My teacher for senior year, yeah.
Orale.
Yeah.
So he was loud, is it?
Yeah, man. Mm. But maybe. I knew it wasn't him because he wore spectacles, man.
That's another word you learned?
Orale. Yeah, no, man. I had good teachers, man.
Orale.
They were really invested in having me succeed. Like, and do poetry and shit.
I once gave a poetry to a girl, listen. I told her, roses are red, violets are blue, I have a gun, get in the van. Works like a charm every time, listen.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
I gotta thank my teacher for that one.
Oh, the one that shot himself.
The one, yeah, ese, yeah. Edward James Olmos. Don't forget his name, bato.
Welcome to episode 85 of Uncorked Gamers. I'm your host, Jeff.
No, I'm your host, Dan.
And today we bring news of video games.
How exciting.
Nintendo. A lot of Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with Nintendo.
You know what I don't like about Nintendo?
Lay it on me.
You remember how I said that it doesn't matter if Nintendo sells consoles or not, because they own the Mariners.
Right.
So they'll always have this revenue coming in. Because the Mariners is an MLB team. Right? They make money.
Here in America,
doesn't matter which team it is, they make money.
America's national pastime. Let's do this.
The Mariners isn't a bad team, I don't think. I don't know. I haven't kept up with...
They were popular for a while.
Yeah, like, they were good. They were good at some point. I don't know if they still are. I don't follow baseball. But I'm assuming the Mariners make money.
Mm-hmm.
So, stupid Nintendo decided to sell their cash cow, man. They're selling everything but 10% of the Mariners to the rest of the current owners, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Wii U's been... They need that money. I mean, come on.
Let's... What about the income? They had the majority stock in the Mariners, man. Is it stock? I don't know if it's stock.
Yeah, I think it's
stock. Is it stock?
Yeah. Or shares. They're a majority shareholder.
Is it public?
I don't know.
How does MLB work? How does sports
work? It has to be public. So how would Nintendo buy it if it wasn't public?
Through just investments. Or through to them just talking to the owners or something.
Maybe, I guess. But I mean...
It's Nintendo, dude. Nintendo comes in here with a bag of money. You're going to be like, oh, okay, man.
Can't anybody just walk in with a bag of money?
Be like, well, yeah, but Nintendo...
Therefore, it is public.
So, yeah, well, anyway, I don't know how that works exactly, because you don't hear about, I don't know, I just don't hear about baseball teams on the NASDAQ.
You just go mew mew.
Meow, meow.
I don't know if that works exactly, because you don't meow, meow on an ass act. That's what I heard.
I don't even remember what I said because you said that now.
I just repeated what you said.
I think I said something different. But you're making it sound like I said something not different.
You mean I'm making it sound like I'm telling the truth?
Listen, the point is...
Rewind the tape.
They're not gonna make money anymore.
Now you're like subconsciously doing it, man.
They're
not gonna make money anymore.
They broke, dude. Alright, man, come on.
That was... Yeah.
I tried too hard that time. I killed it, man. Not in a good way. Like, I killed it in a bad way. Like, I let it die is what happened.
Yeah. That's all right.
But, no, money. Money. Where are they going to make money now? Not video games.
This is the problem, right? They could be making money off of video games if they stop selling it on Nintendo.
Dude, they need... I wonder what the gimmick's going to be for the NX.
That's what everybody wants to know.
Innovations, man. They said innovations, right? But innovations can mean gimmicks. So, I don't know.
What we do know is that Nintendo's not going to lose money selling consoles. That's been the truth for everybody out there right now. We're not losing money selling consoles. Because they're not doing their own chipsets anymore. They're not spending all that R&D. They're just letting all the computer people figure it out for them.
It's easier. It's cheaper.
Is it cheaper? Well, nobody's losing money on their consoles this time. So it must be cheaper in some respect.
I mean, you leave it to the guys who know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People have been doing it for years.
People have been doing it.
For millennia, man.
Millennials.
Are you a millennial? You're not a millennial.
No, I'm not a millennial. I'm too cool for school.
Well, they're staying with 10%, which is still revenue.
Yeah,
but I don't understand the move.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, you get a lump sum, but that's it. But you know, on the other hand, if you own like more than 50% of the team, you're getting a lot of money every year. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Maybe they didn't like some of the changes that they wanted to do to the team or something like that. Like, yeah, we're going to get
they
out now.
Control it. It's their call. They own more than 50%. I don't even know how much of the team they owned. But it's more than 50%. They have a Mario mascot, for God's sakes.
That's true. That's probably the coolest thing that they ever
did. And there shouldn't even be a Mario mascot, dude. There shouldn't be a Mario mascot.
Yeah.
Maybe people are mad at Mario.
They're mad at Mario.
It's supposed to be a fish, man.
That's way more exciting. Should have been a street shark. Come on, you love that idea, though.
A street shark? Yeah. Sharknado, man.
What?
It's a street shark in a tornado.
It's a street...
It's a shark. Come on, you've read the book, man. You've seen them.
What the hell?
You're getting off topic here, vegan.
What? So what do you think? What do you think Nintendo's saying? Why do you think they did it?
I have no idea. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, the only thing, like I said, the only thing I can think of is for, like, lump sum of money. Lump sum? Lump sum. Sum. Of money, maybe to take care of some NX business.
That's what interests me, right? Because people always say like, "Oh, Nintendo can have a bad console because Nintendo's rich. They have that war chest of money." Do they?
Not anymore.
Do they have?
Well, now they have a big bag, but it's gonna dwindle down.
That's what I'm saying. You think they got hurt out of this more than we thought they did?
I think they did. But obviously, there's somebody, you know, there's somebody probably knows more than I do.
Probably.
They must have a good reason, because I can't see it. I just don't see any good reason to sell your team, your baseball team.
Do you think NX is going to have a gimmick? You think they're going to keep trying
to I mean, it's going to be something like that. You know what I mean? It might be something that works out, you know, for them. And it's like something cool, something really innovative, something that, you know.
Because you got to think.
That'll keep people, like, playing with them, but.
You got to think they're in the same boat that I'm in, right? Where it's just like, I see these gimmicks, I'm like, I'm done with the gimmicks. I'm over the gimmicks. The gimmicks are turning me away. You got to see, probably there's a few, they're probably getting that data, right? It's not just me. It's not just me. They got to be seeing that trend. They're like, yeah, people are getting rid of the dumb stuff we're doing.
But you know, the funny thing is, like, the Wii, people started calling the Wii motion controls a gimmick. A gimmick. But, you know, PlayStation and Microsoft follow suit.
Yeah.
They might have, Xbox took it a step further.
You are the controller.
Yeah, exactly, right? And that was good, dude. Except that was good.
Except it went nowhere.
Well, it went nowhere, but the idea was awesome. You know what I mean? To actually be, you know, to be the person. Yeah, to be the controller, basically, yeah. You know, I thought that was a great idea. It was wonderful, and it proved upon the Nintendo thing. The PlayStation Move also didn't do much.
Yeah.
It didn't do much.
But it was tighter. It controlled tighter from
everything. I suppose. I never tried it out myself.
I never tried it out either, but that's the only, like, good thing I ever heard about it. I was like, yeah, it's a lot more precise.
Well, Nintendo came out with the second, you know, the 2.0 controllers.
But yeah, but didn't that come out before the PlayStation Move?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I don't remember the timing of it. But there, I mean, you could buy the adapters for it. If you had, like, if you still had the original ones.
Yeah.
It was, like, a little adapter, I guess, that helped it out.
On the base, yeah.
Yeah. And then there was the other ones that just, you know, that were just made like that. They were the better motion controllers. But, as far as the PlayStation one goes, I never actually tried it, so I can't tell you, you know,
yeah, I
mean, how much better or worse it was than the Nintendo one.
I have two Move controllers, and I get ready for that PSVR, but I don't have any Move games. And I don't have a PlayStation 3 camera. Because they were all for the PlayStation 3, so I have no idea.
What about Move games for the PlayStation 4?
I don't think I've seen any.
There's gotta be some, dude. There's no way there isn't any games.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is.
I'm pretty sure there's not a single Move controller, because...
I'm pretty sure you haven't looked.
Move integration, I mean, besides for the remote controls themselves, how they have the Move sensor bar built into them, nobody was even thinking there was going to be Move on the PlayStation 4 until PSVR got announced. So why would they even bother making PlayStation Move games?
That's a good point.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I do.
But, I mean, they...
Oh my god.
But they had... I mean, they had the moves... Are Hold the on. Moves the same as a... Okay.
I just realized something. I need to give myself a PlayStation 3 camera. Because I have House of the Dead games on my PlayStation 3... And now I have Move controllers to actually use it properly.
So you have a game that does work with it?
On PlayStation 3.
So you lied to me.
PlayStation 3.
You said you didn't have any.
Yeah, I just remember that I have House of the Dead now. But I don't have a PlayStation 3 camera, so I need to get one of those. So I can play House of the Dead 3 with my PlayStation Move. Oh, it's going to be awesome, man.
There's Just Dance. You can buy Just Dance.
I thought that used your phone.
What? For the PlayStation 4, fool?
Yeah, wasn't that the big thing? It's like, now you can use your phone as a controller.
Can you?
Yeah, that was like the big deal about it. So you didn't have to go buy stuff. Dude, you just use your phone. Well, you do all the dance moves.
See, this is where the Xbox one was better. Because it would, you know, you'd have to do the dance moves, man. Or else, you know, you get it wrong.
Dude, you've been listening to Critical Hit? You finally decided to listen to Critical Hit, huh? You're making fun of Rob right now, aren't you?
No. I mean, I've listened to it.
You have?
Not because I wanted to.
Alright. Well done. Guess we're done here. I love your laugh does that. It just has like a natural inclination. It's just like...
Are you making fun of me, dude?
I'm not making fun
of you. It sounds like you're making fun of me.
I'm appreciating your laugh. How can that be making fun of when there's nothing but appreciation?
It was the way you said it made me feel insecure about my laugh. I'm not gonna laugh anymore. Well, I can't help it.
No, you cannot. You cannot. Oh, man. So, real quick. We're still talking about
Nintendo. No, Nintendo.
Lots of Nintendo.
So, also, in a move that Vegan Dan calls a extortion here, is that they're not going to release Zelda, the new Zelda, till the NX comes out, according to Dan.
Yep.
But
push back the next year.
2017, yeah.
It's supposed to come out this
but
year.
But it doesn't, you know, they didn't say it's going to come out at the same time as the NX.
It was supposed to come out this year for the Wii U.
Yeah, now it's going to come out in January. Now it's going to come out in, like,
it's going to come out in March. When what else comes out in March?
Zelda.
No, that's what we're talking about, Zelda, right now. I said what else?
In March?
Yeah.
For Nintendo?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'll give you a hint. It's a big one.
Is it Star Fox?
No, that's I said it's a big one.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. A game did not do well in reviews.
Hey, Star Fox?
Yeah.
It did so-so.
Yeah, so-so is not good for Nintendo.
There were some reviewers that gave it a pretty good score. Like, really, like a good score. And then other reviewers did not.
Yeah, some people just can't let go of their childhood and accept things for how they are.
I told you that game was crap. Before it even came out. I told you they didn't like it.
Yeah, no, I believed you.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. Or about me.
Oh, did you give it a good review?
No.
All right, then.
No, I'm not even planning on buying it, really.
You're not going to buy it?
I don't...
Can you really say no to buying a Star Fox game? I mean, you bought, like, the worst one known to man.
I really thought that was going to be a Star Fox game. I really thought that.
It's alright. People that bought this one really thought it was going to be a Star Fox game, too.
It is! This one is.
Is it, though?
It was what was it called? The Star Fox Chronicles? What the hell was it called? The one I bought. That wasn't even a Star Fox game.
Oh,
Crystal something.
No, that's a Final Fantasy game.
No. Star Fox Crystal something.
Crystal Warriors. Crystal Chronicles. Nope.
Something or other. The point being, I thought that was the new Star Fox game, and I was lied to. I was lied to, and I was very mad. I only beat the game because I bought the game.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just have to get through this game and then just burn it. And I burnt it.
And you burnt it.
I didn't really burn it, but I threw it away.
Really?
Yeah.
You threw it away?
It was a piece of crap game.
You couldn't have just, like, sold it at a flea market?
No one was gonna buy that.
Some little kid would have. You could have lied to him.
For, like, $5, dude.
You'd have been like, hey, kid, it's a pretty cool Star Fox game. Oh, yeah? Oh, mommy, can you buy this game for me, mommy? And then you would have felt like a monster.
Nah, hell no. I would have been like, yes, stupid kids for the win. Well,
one day
I threw it away.
You used to be a stupid kid like that too, man.
Yeah, apparently so. I bought the game, didn't I?
Yeah. Bam. Humor.
Wait, what game comes out in March? I think...
No game comes out in March except for Zelda that we know of, and the NX.
Well, the NX, yeah.
Which is why Zelda is coming out in March now instead of coming out... And then...
Okay, look. The Wii U is going to have Zelda. They pushed it to 2017, but I don't think they pushed it as far as March of 2017. Because it was supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, and it's not coming out this year because the NX version, dude. You gotta believe it. By the time you play that Zelda game, you're gonna be spending that money on that NX. Like the dope that you are.
It makes a lot of sense. It really does. Why bring it out now? A hell of people are gonna buy it for the Wii U. When you can just wait for the NX to come out. And then people will buy the NX. Oh, this is a better version.
Yeah.
Just buy the NX and the Zelda for the NX.
Like they did with Twilight Princess.
I mean, it makes sense, and I hate that it makes sense. You know, I don't like that tactic.
Yeah, but this is Nintendo.
This is against all my
This is classic Nintendo. Nintendo's been doing this for years. Everybody just wants to open their eyes.
Nah.
No, not my Nintendo. My Nintendo would never do that. My Nintendo's my childhood dreams.
You're talking about post GameCube Nintendo. Only. Which has only been two consoles.
Come on, even Nintendo controlled people from putting games on their console to make sure that they had strong first-party support and nobody else was out showing their games.
What are you talking about? What console? Oh, well, Resident Evil 4.
The NES.
The NES? 5 games
per company a year. That's what they were allowed to do.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That's why Konami...
Where'd you hear this?
The history books.
Oh, okay.
That's why all these...
Official?
Yeah, official.
Oh, okay.
That's why all these games had these shell companies. Like, Konami had, I can't remember. But they had all these shell companies, so they could put out other games, more games, as a different company on the NES. Because they were allowed to put 5 in a year.
What is the point of that?
Quality control.
I guess.
Or, shall we think a little bit more nefariously?
5 games a year? That doesn't sound like too much quality.
I mean, was Nintendo only
the dominant system.
Think about it. Ask yourself this. Do you think Nintendo said, hey, guys, we got some awesome games. Let's wait till next year. Why? Oh, because we already put out 5 games this year. No. Nintendo was like, put out as many of our games as you want. Just keep putting... Hey, you guys are a little too popular. 5 games a year. This is Nintendo's house.
Who's going to say no to Nintendo back then, dude?
I'm Reggie. All the way back then. Nintendo's house.
That's not a thing.
According to my voice, it was.
Wow. Dude, that's interesting. I didn't know about that. I'm going to have to actually look that up, because I'm very interested in that.
Yeah. You never heard that?
No, I never did.
Oh.
I didn't think that was real.
Yeah, it's a real thing. They were the only company to do that. Genesis didn't do that.
It seems retarded.
Right? Yeah, that's what that Nintendo seal of approval was supposed to be all about. We make sure you have the best games. Oh, yeah,
that thing. I forgot about that thing.
Yeah. That thing fell apart real fast, didn't it? Official
Nintendo seal of approval. I thought, you know, the whole thing about that, I just thought it meant it wasn't a bootleg. You know?
Yeah.
Which is like, no, Nintendo made this. Yeah, Nintendo agreed to this game.
Remember all those games on Nintendo Seal of Approval that, like, you just couldn't beat? They're just broken?
That was, like, so many games.
I know, but they got that seal.
Difficulty was crazy back then, dude, but we still ended up beating the games.
No, I mean, like, there are some games that people, like, only, like, 3% of the people that ever play those games ever beat. They're just either, like, really bad jumps that you have to be, like, just pixel perfect right there spot.
One of those games was definitely Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, okay? Because once you get to Mike Tyson, you gotta have reactions like crazy. Mike Tyson, the whole first set of punches will knock you out in one punch, dude. You cannot get hit.
Hmm.
Right? That's one of them. And then he's fast, you know what I mean? He gives you a little wink, but it's fast. Between the wink and the punch, you know, you gotta react.
Yeah.
That's one of them, okay? There's another game called...
Battletoads.
Oh my god, Battletoads, yes. That's the famous one.
That's the famous one.
Infamous, really?
That one and Ninja Turtles.
What are you talking about, Ninja Turtles?
There's
the first Ninja Turtles, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, dude. I needed a Game Genie to beat that one. I killed off my characters in like the first screen at one point.
Got that seal of approval.
Yeah.
This is Nintendo certified. You're going to have a great time.
And then there's a game called Monster Party, which is also impossible.
Oh, you love that game,
though. I love that game, but it was impossible, man.
You ever watch somebody play it and beat it?
Yeah.
How was it? Was it satisfying? Was it the ending you always wanted it to be after all that hard work?
You know, seeing the game get played... I looked at it and I was like, I'm never going to go back to this game.
Oh, wow.
This guy is a beast for beating this game. But I can't. This is too much for me. So, yeah. I don't know, man. The games were just, most of the games had a... It was difficult, but they were, I think they were mostly beatable, dude.
Yeah, I mean, most games were difficult and mostly beatable back then.
That's what I'm like, I think, you know, that's a good thing about Nintendo back in the day, dude. Nowadays, it's just like, everything is just so easy on Nintendo.
Yeah.
Every game is easy,
everything,
dude.
They're really...
They dumb it down, like, dude.
A kid-friendly vibe thing. We're the console for kids. Mm. And all you want to do is play a Super Mario game. And what happens? You play with some kid. And the kid's like, I can't get past this hole in the floors.
World 8. First Mario. It's a difficult world.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of, especially when you get that Hammer Brother at the end, at the last castle. Right, you know, right before the last jump to Bowser.
That game got hard.
He throws like 1,000 hammers at you, dude.
Yeah, he's a boss hammer, bro.
And then
boss ham.
So that was the first Nintendo game, right? And that was difficult, dude. That was difficult for a kid.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
But now you pick up the new Super Mario Brothers. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Really is nothing. For one, this is how difficult the original Nintendo Super Mario Bros. Was. I didn't even know you could wall jump. Right? Super Mario Bros., like, that's all you do is wall jump. Then, yeah. I saw somebody play, the original Super Mario Bros. And, started wall jumping. I was like, you could do this back then? I thought this was a new feature.
Wall jumps on the, those were different, though. They weren't supposed to be able to do that.
But you could.
You could, yeah. And then you can go through bricks. We weren't supposed to be able to do that either. The original glitches, man. We're not glitches. Are they glitches? They're not glitches.
Exploits,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's Nintendo.
That's a whole lot of Nintendo. Hey, but you know what? There is a silver lining for your Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
There's a release date. For Super Meat Boy.
Oh, Super Meat Boy?
Yep.
I already have it.
May 12th, you can finally get that on your Wii U. For a second there, I thought I was going to be a little late to the party.
Well, I mean, every console... Wait, does Xbox have it?
Yeah, Xbox was the first to get it.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Xbox Live Arcade.
So, yeah. Once everybody has it on every other console, including PC, you come out with it for the Wii.
You know, I'm going to make you feel better about Nintendo. You want me to make you feel better about Nintendo right now? Alright. So, Oculus Rift, right? They've been having some problems with pre-orders and stuff like that. Right? You remember, not everybody's gotten their pre-order yet?
Yeah, and they said they're going to stock stores before they send out pre-orders.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
That's what? What is that? People who already paid for this stuff. And they're like, we're going to give it to the stores first, and then you guys can have yours.
You know what they said, though? You know what they said when people were, complaining about this? They're like, hey, if you want, you can go out, buy it in the store, and then tell us you did that. We'll cancel your pre-order, and we'll give you the pre-order goodie.
What is the point of a pre-order at that point?
The free copy of Eve Valkyrie, that's about it, you know?
Are you serious, man? Come on, dude. What is that? Who does that?
Facebook.
Damn Facebook.
Damn Facebook.
But wait, what were we talking about?
That was supposed to make you feel better about Nintendo. But, you know, I guess Nintendo kind of does that kind of thing, too, with their forced delays and stuff like that. Anyway, Oculus is going to be in Best Buy on May 7th.
Like, playable demos?
In stores, limited copies, 48 stores, something like that.
Playable demos here.
Maybe. I don't know how much space they want to dedicate to that.
It doesn't take much.
It's the type of thing where you have to have somebody watch.
Yeah.
Because people are going to try to walk on invisible tables.
I'm sure they wouldn't have a crazy game for it. Just something to whet your appetite.
E-Valkyrie, that'd probably be the best one to put in there. That, you know, to sell it, you know, because that's all people want.
Even a Drift. A Drift would be a good one, I think.
You don't want to make people feel panicked.
That feeling of despair. Because you're out in space and your brain makes it real. Yeah, that's funny.
Abuelita, you want that Oculus Rift? You tried it out. It's pretty cool, huh? No, Dios mío, it's the devil in there.
It's el Diablo. It's el Diablo. No, it wasn't Diablo. It was a Drift.
Sácate que el Drift de Genera.
Referring to Diablo the game.
Yeah.
But, alright, man. Shot and a miss.
Shot and a miss. Speaking of shots, how you feel about that Call of Duty Infinite Warfare?
Alright, so now they're going in space. Now they've become a space shooter.
Yep.
What? Alright, that actually surprised me very much. I guess I got tired of people saying it's the same game, huh?
You know what surprised me about it? Is that this was the joke. It's like, what's next? They're going to go to space or something? Yeah, apparently they are going to go to space. That is the next step.
Joke's on you, buddy.
You didn't want this? Too bad. Now you got it.
Dude, seriously though. They got like ships. They have like ship battles and stuff.
Yeah. Ship battles.
I don't know.
I mean, at this point...
I mean, I get it.
What is the next step going to be? They can't take it further than this, can they? Is there really...
In space? There's got to be another dimension somewhere.
They're going to go to another dimension, and it's going to be World War II in that dimension.
Jesus. No. No.
What?
No.
Dude, I am so ready for a World War II shooter.
Oh. Are you really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
There's so many of them out there.
That's my favorite genre of shooter, dude.
I mean, you can play a lot of the old school ones.
Yeah, but I want, like, fresh coat of paint. Like the fresh coat of paint they put on Advanced Warfare if you buy the Legendary Edition of Infinite Warfare. That's right. They're not selling that separately.
Oh, yeah! You have
to,
yeah.
Yeah, you have to buy it with Infinite Warfare Legendary Edition unless you want to wait, like, 4 months and they go, like, oh, yeah, never mind. Here it is. Because you know they're going to do that.
I didn't, yeah. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole space thing is, I feel, is a response to people saying that it's the same game, because people say that and they've been saying that for a long time. It's like it's the same game over and over again every year. So I think, you know, well, Advanced Warfare kind of like changed it up a little bit,
and Black Ops 3,
and now this whole space thing. It's like they're like, oh well, now it's a completely different game. I don't know. If it works, man, but...
I mean, it's a something game.
Yeah, it just seems, I don't know, man. Is there a progressive story here? Between the games?
I think so. Because, I mean, they all have that price guy, right? He's immortal.
I guess.
Oh, man, can the next one be Call of Duty Highlander?
I am immortal. I have inside me blood of kings, yeah. I have no rival. No one can be my equal. Take me to the future of the world.
God, that song's going to live in infamy forever.
I remember that song. I didn't even realize that was a Queen song at first. Right? Well, when I was watching the show, I didn't know it was a Queen song.
I thought you were talking about the movie.
Oh, no, the show. I used to watch, I loved that show, dude. I watched the movies too. But I really enjoyed the show. It was very addicting.
Duncan MacLeod.
Duncan MacLeod, and then there was one point where he had to fight his little protege guy.
Yeah, he had to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
The blonde protege guy.
You remember that.
Yeah.
You remember.
Yeah, I used to watch that show.
Yeah, see? I knew it. I'm taking sips of some good iced coffee here.
Yeah. What does that iced coffee have in it?
20-sided dye ice cube.
That's right. Oh, man. You know what else?
Well, it's more round now, but it's only one-sided now.
You know what that reminds me of? This weekend was International Tabletop Day.
Yeah?
A day where people would get together and play board games.
Now, you got together and played board games, didn't you?
I did. I played some games with some friends. They had their little Tabletop Day event. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Did you win a prize or something? I heard you won a prize or something along those lines.
I didn't win a prize. It was a door prize. I mean, I did win a game of, what was it? Flinch. I won the game of Flinch.
Flinch?
It's a card game.
Where you don't have to flinch?
No.
First one to flinch loses?
No.
How do you play Flinch?
It's a card game. You have to put out numbers and stack them up, and people are trying to stack on your stacks and stuff like
that. Like Canasta?
No.
I don't know how Canasta works. I've never played it.
Yeah,
I just threw one out there.
What do you think about
board games? Old people play Canasta, right?
I don't know.
You have to be old to play Canasta.
I don't know correct? Who plays Canasta.
I think you have to be
That's old. How much I know about Canasta.
Yeah.
Who plays it?
Old people? I've seen it in shows with old people playing Canasta.
So
but that's
know,
about it.
You know more about Canasta than I do.
I must be old.
This guy's a Canasta genius. He's a Canastarian.
Huh?
I don't know what that means.
Not me neither.
Yeah. We went there.
Anyway!
It was fun, though. Fun. What's your favorite board game, Jeff?
My favorite board game? I mean, all time? I really enjoyed the countless hours of Monopoly.
Really? Honestly?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I grew up on that game. Oh, no. You know which game I actually played more than that? It was Sorry. Because I like kicking people back to start. That was, oh, man.
That was the
felt
whole...
so
The whole good. Point of that game was to kick people back to start.
It felt so
And
good.
Then you gotta do it in the most annoying way, too. You gotta just, not like, oh, yeah, can you go back to start? No, it's like,
Sorry! when they were on the little slidey thingy, and you landed on that arrow, and you just slid, and sometimes you would knock like two people out, dude. You're like, bam, bam.
Dude, no, that's like the only time you do the sorry thing. Like if they're not on the slidey thing,
you get the sorry card. You get the sorry card. You have to read the card. It says sorry.
No. Like if it wasn't because of a slide, I was like, I'm just putting this card back. It's not. Not good enough.
It's not legit, bro. It's not legit.
It doesn't satisfy me as hitting that slide with all your pieces on it.
And you know what's cool? Like you get like the three. Is it the three card? And you have to go back. And that's not forward.
Yeah,
it's back.
You have to go back onto the slide.
And you could actually go back from start to like the beginning of your little home entryway.
Yeah,
you could do that. Like it's a thing.
Yeah.
And you would take out two pieces or something, and you'd always leave one piece out in case you got that card. And just in case, you go back and oh, you're set. You're basically home. That's it. Unless someone, got that sorry card and they're like, sorry.
But you couldn't do that if you were in the final stretch, though. You were safe.
No. Before you get in there. Before you get in there. Like, if you have your piece, like, at the start, just waiting for it to go back.
Yeah.
Wait until you get that card and somebody gets a sorry card. You're screwed, man.
He dunsies.
Dunsies.
Redunsies.
What else did I play a lot? I play Monopoly a lot.
How about some of that sure. Pandemic?
Nah, I never played a Pandemic.
Really?
Yeah.
You should play Pandemic.
Oh, you know what? Connect 4 was fun, too. I was beast at Connect 4. I think that's why I enjoyed it, because nobody beat me.
Really?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Nice. But
then you get, you know people with the
same strats.
Yeah, and then it's just a stalemate.
It is tic-tac-toe. Yeah.
But, yeah, At least I didn't lose.
What about that Castle Ravenloft? You didn't like that one?
What?
Or that Munchkin?
Pop-matic?
You like that Munchkin?
Munchkin? Oh, Munchkin's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Munchkin was cool. I like that. Yeah, they got, like, tons of Munchkins, though. They got, like, different kinds.
Yeah. Every cup of tea you want.
And you can mix the cards, right? You can mix the different types of games, yeah. Or the cards, I mean, separate sets.
I mean, you can mix them all together. Some have better synergy together than others do. But yeah, you can just set them all up together.
So what else did you play?
We played some... They played some Zombie Dice. We played some Quirkle. Mm-hmm. Played some Quirkle. It's like... Oh, I can't think of a good example. There's a good example out there, but you basically it's like Scrabble, but instead of making words, you're making straight flushes. Is that what I'm thinking?
Okay.
All right, so you got all the colors, and you can't have two of the same color in the row.
Yeah.
You can't have two of the same shape in the row.
What was that game?
Unless it's all one shape and different colors, then you can do that.
What was that game called where you have to guess the combination? Like you make
Mastermind?
Mastermind. Mastermind was a good one, dude. That was a good game. It's a thinking game, man. You gotta be smarts.
You play games with your kids?
Family time
at the table?
We play the same, you know, the simpler ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Like Candyland?
We play Candyland, Mousetrap.
I've never played Mousetrap.
How have you never played Mousetrap?
Dude? Never had it.
Why?
I want to play Mousetrap. People are like I see it at people's houses. And like,
everybody,
oh,
dude, the only thing you want to do in Mousetrap is set off the trap.
That's the whole, yeah.
That's what you want. I've never done it. You don't even care if you win or lose. You just want to set off the trap. You want to see this whole thing go down, dude.
And like, I've always been at people's houses and like, I've seen they have Mousetrap. I'm like, oh, dude, let's play Mousetrap. I'm like, yeah, nah, it's only good once, and I've already played it once. I'm like, I hate you.
Because he already set off the trap.
Yeah.
He's done.
So I've never been able to play it. Because everybody's always been done.
Oh, my God. Come on. You got the pieces of cheese, man. You got to collect some cheeses.
You going to let me play Mousetrap?
I'll let you play Mousetrap. I want to play Mousetrap.
Let's do this.
Mousetrap was fun, man.
Podcast over. We're going to go play Mousetrap.
Let me just go home and get it. I'll be back in an hour.
Oh, Caltrans.
Oh, yeah. That. There. So much traffic. So much construction going on here. Took too long to get here.
So, Mighty No. 9 finally got a release date.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what it is? You ready for that?
It's June 21st?
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Woo!
I am ready for that. I'm actually going to buy that.
Yeah, day one? Physical copy?
Yeah, I think I...
Are they going to do physical copy?
I don't know. But it doesn't matter if they do or not.
I know the pre-orders can do physical copy. I'm not sure if they're going to do retail. I imagine they would. I mean, they already have to...
I imagine they wouldn't.
Why?
Because it's just easier to not do physical copies.
But they already have...
Just be it as a perk. Have it as a perk.
Yeah, but they've already made the physical copies. The work
as
is done.
As a perk?
The work is done, though. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Blood Saint's not going to have physical copies, I don't think, right?
Blood Saint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they? For retail?
Oh, for retail? I don't even know if they're doing retail.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Same kind of deal.
They should. They already got the work done.
I mean, I would buy... I'm going to get a physical copy.
You're getting a physical copy. You did it.
Yeah.
You're one of the...
I done did it, man.
Proud few.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
but
I'm so ready for that.
Yeah, the Mighty No. 9 is a, you know, it's a good nostalgia game, you know? Remind you of the good old days.
You think it will. But you haven't played it, you know.
It's different. I've seen video.
Yeah, it's all dashy dash.
You know, it's a little, that beta that lasts forever. Because they kept...
Pushing it back.
You
got pushed back.
You know what, we'll just let you guys play the beta forever.
Guess what? April Fools, the beta's the full game. You guys got it right when we promised you'd get it.
We're just kidding.
Kickstarter.
But at least now, though. Now there's a real release date, at least. Yep. June 21st, which is still a ways. Hey! Sorry, I saw something, and it was cool. I keep seeing it.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh my god, dude. I'm gonna buy a game now.
Dude, I've been telling you to buy this game.
You know what game I'm going to buy? Tearaway. I'm going to buy Tearaway for the PS4 now.
I've been telling you to buy this game since it was on the Vita.
No, I'm not going to buy it for the Vita because the Vita doesn't have a camera.
It does.
I know. But no, trying to make excuses not to buy a Vita.
Which is the wrong thing to do. There's so many good games you can get like at a discount now.
I have so many free games already. And
exactly. Yeah. Including Ghost of Sparta.
You know, speaking of free games, my hard drive is almost full on my PS4.
Right?
I'm down to like 60 gigs.
Welcome to my life, man. Oh, dude, you have way more than I do.
Do I?
Yeah. But you know what sucks about having these gigs and stuff like that? Sucks more than the free games? And me buying digital games, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
My stupid physical games having 50 gigabyte downloads onto my hard drive. Why am I even buying a physical copy? It's not saving me space. I don't understand this.
How do you know it's not saving you space? It might save a little space. It might not be the same amount.
It saves you 10 gigs.
Hey, man. That's like 5 indie games right there.
Hey, why are you installing 50 gigs on my hard drive to improve load times? How bad are these load times? 50 gigs?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
The first update to Uncharted was like 5 gigs, I think.
Oh, speaking of Uncharted, dude. Next week, next Tuesday.
Why don't you get it now?
What?
Why don't you have it now?
Because it's not out.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble with the cops.
With the Sony cops?
No, the official cops.
Oh. Because it came out of a stolen truck?
Yeah. And Naughty Dog is working with the cops. Man. This is why people have stolen copies. Dude, I saw a picture on Twitter with the kid.
Of a guy getting arrested?
No, it was a kid holding up his copy of Uncharted, physical copy of Uncharted 4. I'm like, kid's going to get arrested.
That kid's in for a rape and a jail. That's what they do with jail.
Well, I guess somebody's going to go looking for his secrets.
I've seen a lot of movies.
Huh? Going to find his fortune. Boy, he's not in for that deception. What?
Oh my god.
He's really going to be among thieves now.
Holy crap, dude. Good job, dog. Hey, no. Kudos, man.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
it. It's going to give a whole new meaning to A Thief's End.
That's the best one yet.
Yep. Actually, it took me a long time because I was like, what is that new one called?
Thief's End. They're going to... It's gonna. That game, I guess, focuses a lot on the Drake's childhood.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's like, yeah, you get to learn about him.
So they already did that with the other.
No, not much. I mean, that was the beginning.
I guess.
But.
So are you getting? Wait, are you getting? Are you getting this game? Physical? You're seeing the ending already, but
you getting a physical copy?
Yeah, I mean a physical copy of that. I mean a physical copy of No Man's Sky.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this. Yeah.
And something else.
That other game.
This game is so smart, dude. I can't believe people didn't like this game. It's so smart.
Is this an ending?
Yeah.
Player one wins. Mm-hmm. Game over. Yeah, there's Tearaway in the background, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I mentioned that already, though. Alright.
PlayStation Plus free games for May. Shall we go over that real quick?
Yeah, Mass Effect 4D Experience at Great America. If you're close to Great America, It's an amusement park in San Jose. Or that's actually Santa Clara, I think, officially.
Okay.
They're making a Mass Effect 4D experience. So that should be there this summer.
Sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. PlayStation Plus games for May are Tropico 5, Tabletop Racing World Tour, Bionic Commando Rearm 2, it's for PS3, Locoroco Coco Retro. That's what it's called.
What?
Locoroco Coco Retro.
Cucaracha?
Coco Retro. Coco Retro.
Isn't it Coco Reco?
There's two Caesar.
Yeah, so but I'm the CH has a K sound. Huh?
I'm pronouncing it Italian style. Two C's usually mean like a CH sound.
I guess. Yeah. I
and besides, I think also how I've heard people say it online.
Oh, well, I was going for the whole, you know, K sounds for everything because, you know, it goes well together, all three of them.
Yeah, that's true.
But whatever.
Switch Galaxy Ultra and God of War, Ghost of Sparta.
Ghost of Sparta for the Vita. Yeah, I saw that.
I'm a little excited about that. I've played one of the PSP ones, and I'm hoping I play Chains of Olympus. Because if I haven't played Ghost of Sparta, I'll be pretty genuinely excited about that. Especially like one of the best ones, as far as story and all that stuff.
This is Sparta.
This is Sparta.
So, I was reading... reading something, or they had a, not reading, they had a streaming of Doom campaign.
Yeah.
From Bethesda.
Oh, I didn't see that. I completely forgot about it. Was it good? Because this is a single player. They showed
single player. Yeah, it was single player. It was a campaign, yeah. And there was, I feel like I'm going to enjoy the game.
Does it feel like Doom more than the multiplayer did?
It goes...
Or is there that sense of dread?
Yeah.
The sound effects there, you just hear the empty images in the background.
I thought the sound was legit, you know, for a Doom game. You know,
that's one of my favorite things about the original Doom, is that you empty it out or whatever.
Dude, that first level in the first Doom, the very first level, the music starts out so right, dude. So right.
Mm-hmm. And then,
And
then there is.
Sorry,
you're so easy distracted.
This is awesome, though. I like this game.
But like you hear all the demons. Every demon you can hear them. So like there's that second or third level where there's that maze section where it's like the lights are flickering on and off, mm-hmm. and you can hear that there's like imp demons in there. And it's just
you know there's gonna be like a bloodbath in there, dude.
It's creepy. And like, I missed that.
I think that's the first section where you have where they have the keys, right? And you got to open up the door.
I think so, yeah.
And then behind the door, there's like a bunch of monsters behind the first door.
But there's barrels there you can blow up to like clear out the room, stuff like that. I mean, those the design on those levels were great, but the sound effect I missed that in Doom 3. Right when I started playing Doom 3, it was just like a bunch of whispering noise. But it wasn't like just quiet. And, like, you know there's a demon because you can hear it, but you don't know where it is.
Yeah.
That's what made the first game so creepy.
And there was they did that throughout, I think.
And then they started
Except the Doom 3. I don't think Doom 3 really had that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it was... Doom 3 was,
It was just, like...
It's more of a first-person shooter kind of deal.
It's like a horror movie first-person shooter.
Yeah. And I think it missed it didn't have a lot of the...
Ambience.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, well, I haven't played too many Dooms, really. I've played the first two. And then I skipped, like, everything else.
Well, it was the first two and then, like, Final Doom, which was, like, both of them together.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that just basically just both of them together?
I mean, but there was other ones. There was other Dooms.
Doom 64, which, again, was just...
Doom 64 had good,
it was just Final Doom on the 64.
But it was good.
It wasn't... Doom 3 was the first actual sequel to the Doom franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was just, like, upgrades and remasters and stuff like that.
They did have a lot of those.
Yeah.
But Doom 64, I thought, was really... the music was really on point in Doom 64. The music was very creepy.
Yeah.
Very creepy. There was, like, there's one of them where it sounded like, you know, like babies kind of just making weird noises, but it sounded like child voices.
Yeah.
Baby noises. It's kind of creepy. Yeah. And then when you get to the first cyber demon, dude, when you get, oh my god, dude, get into the first, when you first see a cyber demon in a Doom game, and you're just like, this guy's shooting rockets at me. And
I love
it. It was just so hard to kill, dude.
I love the ramp up in the first Doom, right? You just, it's just like a big empty room, and you're like, what's with this big empty room? And you go, and you go to, like, activate the door to get out, and then, like, half the room plummets, and you're on this, like, star, the devil star, whatever, I forget what they call it. And, like, Cyber Demon pops out, and it's, I think it was, like, two or three, and you, like, you have to get the rocket launcher, and there's, like, only a few pillars, and you're just, like, there's, like, a long corridor, and, like, on one side there's, like, guns, and the other side there's, like, health pickups, and it's just, like,
You know, when there's a lot of guns and a lot of health pickups, that something's gonna go down, dude.
Well, yeah. Like, they give you, you enter the room, you're like, alright, what's gonna happen? And nothing happens. And you're like, alright, well, I guess I'm gonna hit the button, and then it happens.
Yeah. Doom was like, it was just such a good game, dude.
Yeah.
Such a good game. And then the BFGs.
Oh, man, the BFG.
Oh, love that gun. That's a funny name for the gun, too.
Yeah.
It's a whole comedy thing right there, you know? Yeah.
I think it has an actual name that isn't.
Isn't that the actual name? I thought that was the actual name.
Nah, it's not the actual name. I forget what the actual name is, but...
Same letters?
Yeah, same letters.
Hmm.
I read about it in the article, like, I want to say, like, 3 months back or something like that.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, this Doom, I think I'm going to enjoy this Doom.
Are there numbers?
Feels good.
When they shoot the enemies? Are there damage numbers?
I don't... No. No, okay. There's not.
Good.
Yeah. I think that was just PvP, dude.
Do they have the Marine's face in the bottom? With your health bar?
Oh, crap. I don't remember that. I don't think so.
Why don't they do that? I think
it's more of a... It's more of a Doom 3 kind of setup, dude.
Damn it.
Yeah.
They need to bring that back. That's iconic. And they need to make it the same sprite.
The same sprite, really?
Yeah. Because all of this is just a little health indicator.
the same UI right there at the very bottom. You got your health, your armor, your little face.
I would love it.
What else is on there? I don't remember. Is that it?
Your rounds, your ammo rounds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They got to bring back the... What's his name? Because he's a guy from Wolfenstein. Jay Belauskas or something like that.
His name. Yeah,
it's the same guy from Wolfenstein. I'm not sure if I don't think it's canonically the same guy, but it's the
same. I mean, he looks like the guy from...
the same picture, yeah.
He almost looks like the guy from Duke Nukem. They have the same, like, stoic face, you know?
I guess.
It's like, it's the same... It's like they have to look a certain type. I don't know. Duke Nukem was a funny game.
It was a funny game. Speaking about Doom... I mean, I mentioned last podcast that some of the creators of the original Doom are making a Kickstarter game called Blackroom.
Yeah.
And they pulled it from the Kickstarter.
Yeah, why was that?
Because they wanted to make a demo, playable demo.
They said, you know, before the Kickstarter?
Before the Kickstarter. They said, we're going to bring the Kickstarter back, but first we're going to make this demo so you can see why you want this game.
Did you hear the dude made a new level for the original Doom?
Yeah. Did you go back and play it?
No. No, yeah. I don't. I mean, I just read about it. That's it.
Are you going to go back and play it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It sounds cool. You
should stream it.
It sounds cool, dude.
You should stream, should stream a bunch of things.
I should stream a lot of things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to play.
Like Layers of Fear and Evil Within and all your goodies.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Wow. Bravo, good sir. Bravo.
Hey, the time is right. I fixed my headphones finally over this weekend.
Oh, so you're gonna actually start streaming?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, the time is right, man. The time is right. It's been too long. But I ended up, I had it all week last week, and I told myself I'm going to do it this week. But I didn't do it till the weekend. I didn't do it till Sunday, actually, dude. So I got these little metal brackets kind of deal. It has, like, it's the only one I could find that really fit the area where my, where that...
That joint?
Yeah, or where, like, that little plastic part that goes inside the headphones. Yeah. To make it bigger or longer, or, longer or shorter. The extender thing? Yeah, the little plastic part that, you know, goes in and out. Right? Because that's the part that broke.
Okay.
So I had to find, like, a little plate, like, I tried to find a little mending plate that actually fits her, because it's not that big, it's not that long.
No.
You know, it's just a small area. And I couldn't find one that actually fit, like, they're all just too long, so I ended up buying these, like, these brackets that are for something else, some kind of gate, you know, they're for, like, something, I don't know what the hell they're for, but I got those, on the first side, when I did the first side, I drilled a hole into the top and the bottom. And the hole that I drilled, like, I checked it with the screw, right? And it was same size. I was like, okay, this is cool, whatever, right? And I started trying to push the screw in, and it wouldn't go in. So I was like, it's a bit too small, right? And so I started, like, you know, just screwing it in, and it was working. And then you see it's kind of crack, and it cracked some more, got bigger and bigger, right? I mean, you know, slowly, but it didn't crack all the way to where, like, it broke again. But I was just like, damn it, you know? And I was just like, I was going so slow, just trying to get the screw all the way in there. And I put the bracket on there, put a nut on there, and then I put a second nut on top of that one, you know, just to make sure it holds. And I got electrical tape, dude, and just wrapped the crap out of it, dude. And it held, dude. And the second side, I use a bigger drill bit. And that one, actually, you could almost push it in. Almost pushing it, but you still have to kind of, like, turn it to make it easier. But I ended up that side went a lot better, and did the same thing, you know, put the bracket, two nuts, and then electrical tape, dude. And I put it on my head, hoping that it wasn't too loose.
Yeah,
like, and it was just like it wasn't perfect, but it was good. It was good. It fits.
Like,
The tightness is kind of gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you first buy it, like, it's just like, yeah, it's real snug. Like, it'll sit on my head, it's fine. But it doesn't have that snugness, like you say, that I want headphones to have. But it'll work just fine. But, yeah, so finally did that. Finally.
So now you can start your trash talking on Street Fighter again.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Kenny.
Oh, that Kenny. Dude, that Kenny stopped playing because I beat his rear end.
You beat his thief's end.
Yeah. Dude, I beat him pretty bad. Yeah. It was glorious.
Glorious.
He tells me, yeah, man, when I go online, man, you know, I'm like 50-50. And then I go and play you, man, you destroy me. And it makes me not want to play anymore.
This goes to show how many chumps are online, am I right? Am I right? Because this guy hasn't won no contest.
Well, among my friends, I'm the best. I can safely say that. So, anybody, yeah, I mean, when I go online, it's
more... What about you, Milo?
More of a... I think I'm a 60%er kind of guy online.
Okay.
Yeah. So not too bad.
I'm saying, you throwing that right now? You're saying you and Milo jump in the ring on Street
Fighter 4? Oh, I hated Milo, dude. I hated Milo when I was playing Street Fighter 4. Dude, that guy, I couldn't beat that guy. He was good.
When Street Fighter 5 not so good?
I haven't played him yet, dude.
Why not?
He doesn't seem to go Street Fighter 5 too much.
He's on the Death Space Coast all the time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not on Street Fighter,
but not on Street Fighter, then, yeah.
Just hit him on, just like, bug him. Hey.
I guess so. I could just... So, yeah. Man, let's go a couple rounds.
You could create an event on your PlayStation, yeah. And then you'll both join the party at the same time. We should totally do that. We should play games with people.
Yeah.
Like Helldivers.
I don't have that game.
You don't?
No.
Didn't everybody get it for free?
Oh, no. What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Alien Nation.
Yeah, there we go.
I mean, if you want to get it, I'll play it with you.
I have Helldivers.
Yeah. Or we could do, like, a Dead Nation thing. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Dead Nation?
Yeah. I have
Dead Nation for the PS4 and the PS3.
It's, everybody has it for PS4. It's a shame it's only two players, though.
Yeah, whatever.
It'd be nice if it was more players, but...
So, God, we were talking about Doom. So, they streamed it. And so the Doom Ultra Nightmare difficulty.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
You heard about this, dude? Yeah. One kill and you're done.
Nobody's beating it internally on the
Bethesda. Yeah.
But I like it has a thing where it leaves a helmet where you died, so you can figure out if you got farther.
It's a cool feature, but it still sucks to die.
Yeah, it's the same exact game as Nightmare Difficulty non-hardcore. So if you can figure out, if you can go in regular Nightmare and, like, practice and practice and practice and then go into hardcore to beat it.
It's definitely possible. I mean, someone's going to do it.
Eventually. Well, yeah,
there's probably a trophy for it.
It's going to be some guy on Twitch that did it.
That's a platinum trophy right there.
No way.
That's the one that gets you the platinum after everything else. That's the hardest one, dude.
If they do two platinums.
No, well, I mean, like, that'll be the one. That'll be the one that'll get you the platinum because everything else is easier.
Yeah. But it's going to be, who's going to do it? It's going to be some guy on Twitch that did it using only the pistol or something like that. Yeah.
I hate those jerks, dude. They make me look so bad. Like the guy in Destiny who went Crota alone the whole thing with just shotguns.
Yeah.
The primary shotgun and another shotgun.
I didn't even cheese it either. He did it legit.
He did it legit with two shotguns. The whole thing. Yeah. And I die every time I go through an area, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, God.
You were that guy.
I was a comic relief.
Yeah.
Everybody loved me.
That's one way of putting it.
Monkey was always like, Jeff died, didn't he? Or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, he just knew that it was me that died. Yeah. I saw Shinakuma? Was it Shinakuma? One of the guys we played Destiny with?
Yeah.
Well, Shin something.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's streaming now. And he was streaming with Monkey. He was playing Destiny with Monkey, and Monkey was on the team, and I saw Monkey's Zombie Killer was on there too.
Right, right.
And I told him, hey, say what's up to Monkey for me. And Monkey's like, and he thought I was on the PlayStation, but I couldn't hear the conversation between them. And he's like, no, he's in chat. He's watching my chat. I'm streaming this. And then I guess he's like, yeah, Monkey said what's up to you. And like, I wanted to hear his voice though. I wanted to hear the excitement.
Yeah.
When after we haven't talked in forever, dude.
We should set up a chat, dude. We should just chat with these guys.
Yeah, just go into the chat one time, dude. You know. Whatever.
Which means you
Monkey will miss us, dude.
Yeah, Monkey.
You know Monkey will miss us.
Monkey couldn't move on without us.
Monkey loves me, man. He loves us. And I love Monkey.
One of these days...
Monkey love.
We're all gonna have a game that we play again. And it's gonna be like high school reunion or something, man.
The new Destiny?
Maybe. Maybe the new Destiny. Who knows?
So they, they said the new Destiny release date, or the update to Destiny,
yeah,
is not legit.
What?
Bungie said it's not. It's not true.
What update?
Well, they say that we're gonna have a major update like September 20th or something like that. Were saying because they found a Greymoor card.
Yeah.
And it had like on the 20th day of the 9th month or something like that.
Oh, was this the? The thing that was like on Reddit where somebody was like posted something and it had like a name that was like the name of one of the Guardians.
Yeah.
And
they were like, oh, they were saying that Grimmer card has nothing to do with anything. And, but yeah, there's like Grimmer card that nobody has.
Yeah.
Because it's not released yet, I guess, or something. I don't know exactly how they found it, but Bungie said it's not a thing. It's not happening. There's no update.
Well, that's a shame. That would have been a great story. A great ARG.
Mm.
Oh, well. But, this is pretty cool.
So,
FromSoft, they're not doing any more Dark Souls games or Demon Souls or presumably Bloodborne either, right? They're like, we're taking a break from all that. Possibly working on the Armored Core again. Maybe. Which would be pretty crazy. When's the last time you saw an Armored Core game, right? You ever play any of those?
Never played them.
You wanted to, though?
I mean, they look cool.
They were pretty cool. I had a friend that was really into them. It got too cool for me. Let me say. He's like, yeah, let's play Versus. I'm like, alright, cool. Yeah, build your own robot guy. I was like, alright, why am I choosing what his fingers do? Like, there's too much going on here. What does this mean? Why? What? What's all these stats here for? I thought I was just building a cool-looking robot. No, it has purpose. It has purpose. Well, apparently, the FromSoft guys are doing a game that's compatible with PlayStation VR.
Hmm.
And this makes me think, this is taking it back. Now, I say compatible, because it is released on the Xbox One, the PS4, the PC, and the PSVR. So it's going to be a game that you can play without the VR, but if you play with the VR, it's going to have added features, I guess, yeah. Right? But it makes me wonder, they do have a franchise that's already first person.
Yeah.
Dungeon crawler. Kinda Dark Souls-ish. Some would say the grandfather to Dark Souls. I'm talking about Kingsfield. What if they brought back Kingsfield?
Why would they bring back Kingsfield?
With the power of VR. It sounds like the perfect match.
Nice and scary.
Do you know what Kingsfield is?
No. Is that the first game? That really funky one?
You're thinking the one that I bought.
Yeah.
That was like the fourth game that they made after they... I was like, they did like four Kingsfield or something like that, and then they made that game. No, Kingsfield is like old PlayStation 1 game.
And what was the one that you bought?
That was like Deadly Shadows or something like that.
Okay.
Deadly Tower. I forgot what it's called. But Kingsfield, it's basically, you know, that you got a stamina bar, you have like a life bar, you can do spells, you same pick deal, up man. Items. Yeah, it's the same type of deal, pretty much. But it was all like, you know, kings and knights and stuff like that, fighting demons or whatever. You know, you see a lot of the inspiration for Dark Souls in, if you watch these Kingsfield videos, right? Albeit in first person and kind of clunky combat. But if you know what you're doing now, I watch people that know what they're doing. They make the thing look seamless. But you take that, pop on the VR headset, and you got something pretty cool. Think about it.
This didn't go further than the PS1 then.
I think there might have been one. I think the last one might have been PS2.
Hmm.
But like probably early PS2.
I'll look this up.
But
I'll check out these videos.
I think that's the best time to revive probably one of their oldest franchises.
I mean, oh God, dude. Can't really think of anything on top of my head right now, but I think a lot of old games work well with VR.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there is VR.
You know what game I would love to see in VR, but probably would not work because I would get sick? Jumping Jack Flash.
Jumping Jack Flash?
Yep.
I can't remember the game.
PlayStation 1 launch title. You're a robot rabbit.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. That game would make people puke. But it would be so cool to see it come back, though. Yeah, you know, you keep it kind of red style, where it looks kind of old, but they nice and polish it up, you know? But it keeps kind of the same aesthetic.
What about, like, car racers?
Drive Club VR. That's announced.
Is it already?
Not officially, but it's been rated. By the ESRB, so that's happening. Even though,
you know, like an F-Zero with that, you know, that high sense of speed.
Oh,
that I wonder how that would work. Like, you know, with your brain.
Well, I know Drive Club has been known to make people feel really sick.
Yeah.
Really sick, and that's not F-Zero sense of speed. Now, get off your F-Zero high horse, because Wipeout was just a better game.
Wipeout was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do it, I much prefer it to be Wipeout, because you have the weapons, and you can just, like, target it.
You kind of got weapons in F-Zero. You can slam into people.
Yeah, you ain't got... You don't got the earthquake, though.
No, you don't got that.
That's all you need. God, man. I wish that studio was still around. God damn it, Sony. Stop shutting down all your studios.
Sony, I blame you.
That was a Sony studio. They shut it down.
It's not like they can shut down the game. They can just make the game again.
Yeah, but the people that made the game great don't work at Sony no more. No. So, I mean, maybe somebody else can make it great, but their other main racing studio just got shut down not too long ago. Well, actually, they still have Gran Turismo, but I'm not expecting that.
There's a new Gran Turismo coming out, right?
Yeah, with VR functionality.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo GP, the one that's going to be get you an actual racing award if you're good enough. Yeah, that's pretty good. That still blows me away. This is a game that's recognized by the racing league. Is it IFL, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's just cool.
You mentioned that, right?
Yeah.
A couple podcasts ago?
Like 10.
Yeah.
Shall we?
I believe so. I'm good.
Twitter question of the week.
I hope it's not a thinker. Because again, I didn't read it.
It's not a statue by Rodin. You're good.
I see what you're doing there.
Heart joke. Question is, what is your favorite local gaming memory?
Local gaming memory?
Like couch co-op or
no, LAN parties? No.
So we got a response here from Riddlemaster. Maybe not favorite, but a fun memory. Watching my big brother and three friends all playing Jackrabbit on one computer. A little heartfelt one there. A heartwarming piece. We check the facey face. You can go tell your story by checking the facey face.
Alright, well, I mean, as soon as you said that, something just popped in my head. And it's, I think it has a lot to do. I met a friend of mine through gaming.
Right, me.
No, I met you at work.
Monkey?
No. We're talking about when I was a child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is like way back when. This is in the 90s, man. This is when Mortal Kombat came out. When Mortal Kombat first came out, they had it at the 7-Eleven. When 7-Elevens used to have video games.
Right.
They had two cabinets. Every 7-Eleven had two cabinets. You know, for all you newer people.
Cabinet is a video game box that was really big.
With a CRT television thing.
And it had a fight stick built into it. That used to be the only real way to play awesome games.
It really was. I mean, they make the home console versions of them. They're not right. They're not the same. The sprites are smaller. You know, they cut things out of the game.
Yeah.
You know, because they're working with limitations. But the arcade cabinets. Anyways, dude. Okay, so they had Mortal Kombat out, right? So I go to 7-Eleven. And I see this Mortal Kombat game, right? And you know they have the if you wait long enough they'll have like a little the computer play itself, you know.
Yeah.
And you saw it and you're like they're fighting and there's blood coming out of people, and you're just like this game is awesome. So and the characters look real. They look like real people. You know what I mean? So it was like it was a lot different than anything I've ever seen. So you know, and I started playing that, and then this other kid comes in and starts playing it. And we end up playing together, and we would go back there like almost not I wouldn't say every day, but you know a lot, and we'd go back there and we would both be there, right? And and he lived like a block away from me, and we ended up like you know having a friendship, right? We built a friendship off of that, and then sooner or later you know I was going over to his place, he was going over to mine, you know, playing the original Mario Kart. And, dude, we were back and forth in Mario Kart 2. Back and forth, dude. Like, I think I started out better than him. Because I had it, because it was my game.
Yeah.
But he ended up, like, you know, there's points where he was, like, beating me constantly. And I couldn't get a win on him, dude. And I got so mad, dude.
Dude, that was what was nice about console games back then. Like, games were so balanced that even if you didn't own the game, you could still compete.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like, if you don't own the game, then don't even bother.
No, I don't know. You could beat me with Cody sometimes.
You mean guy?
That guy, yeah. And so, like, you know, like, and it's just, you know, I built a friendship off of video games.
Yeah.
It's just straight up video games, you know? And then we ended up, like, you know, getting into the skating. We were skating for a while. But we did end up, kind of...
Parting ways.
Yeah, because of some
stuff. Because Mortal Kombat started sucking.
No. No, Mortal Kombat 2, dude? Are you kidding me?
Well, no, I was thinking,
we used to go where the Blue Lagoon is right now. Yeah. I don't know if you remember. It used to be an arcade.
No, I didn't go to Santa Cruz much. Huh?
Yeah, it was downtown. It's a bar now, but it used to be an arcade, and it had like other like this, cool. This little racetrack with like little remote
control. Yeah,
yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, those you could like pay to do that too. And that's when I first saw Mortal Kombat 2, and Mortal Kombat 2 blew me away. I mean, it was a good Mortal Kombat, man. A lot of improvements over the first one, but yeah, like I mean, and we ended up just like. Come in France, you know, hanging out even, you know, beyond video games, you know. But I mean, there was stuff that happened, kind of like, yeah, grew apart, like you say.
You can tell me off stream, it's okay.
And you know, we ended up finding ourselves on Facebook at one point, obviously, right? Everybody finds them, everybody on Facebook.
But, yeah, you're stalking.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably one of my greatest memories of video games.
All right.
Local stuff.
Local stuff. My favorite memory of video games. Surprisingly, the fact that I grew up with brothers and stuff like that, I think my favorite one doesn't start until the release of the original Xbox and a little game called Halo Combat Evolved. That was a game that me and my older brother, the one closest to my age, because I have two, finally really played the game together. Because he was always a sports guy, right? He'd play all the Maddens. That was him. He played the NHLs and NBAs and Madden and stuff like that. And I couldn't care less about those games. It's not what I wanted to play. Halo Combat, and he was always into sports. We were always into very different things. So it's not like we got along all that well anyway.
Yeah.
So we had like no interest. Like we didn't hang out much, didn't really do much of anything together. And he brings home Halo Combat Evolved. He brings it in at night too. I remember it's like 8 o'clock at night or something like that. I'm still, like, in high school. I'm like, what is this? Sophomore, junior of high school, maybe? And we sit down. It's two players, co-op. Going through the game, playing it. Till like, 2 in the morning. Mom gets mad at us, tells us to go to sleep. Every single night, we'd sit down, play that game till like, 2 in the morning. Until we finally beat it. And then after that, him and his friends, they would do the LAN parties, to do the multiplayer, yeah, stuff like that. And he'd bring me along. And we go and we play the LAN parties and stuff like that. And that wasn't bad. You know, I was a pistol and sniper rifle. That was my setup. Pistol and sniper rifle. And, I remember there's one point that stands out in my mind. I forget the name of the map at this point, but it's the one where like there's a bunch of like basically blocks in the middle of the thing. You have your two sides with their towers, and there's like a bunch of blocks in the middle. People kind of hide behind as they go across and stuff like that.
Is there bridges? A couple of bridges?
No, it's kind of like two towers. Like it's all inside a building, but there's like two towers on either end, like opposite corners, and then there's like a bunch of like blocks in the middle. And it kind of slopes down to a middle bit, a little bit.
Okay.
I forget what it's called. Somebody's yelling at it, right? Telling us what it is. But I'm on one side of the tower, and I'm scoping with my pistol, mind you, because like the match just started or something like that. Right? No, I died, so I respawned with just my pistol or whatever. And I'm just like I'm just kind of like scanning across the map, trying to see if I can like spot somebody. So I know which way I want to head or whatever. And I see this little black line on the other side of the tower. I'm like, is that a glitch? Like, that looks weird. I don't remember seeing that line. Like, I don't, you know, look around, like, there's no line like that over here. Like, I don't know what that would be. And I see a flash come from that line. I just start shooting at it. And I kill my brother. He gets so pissed. I kill him with the pistol from across the map. And the only reason I even used a shooter is because of that flash when he started shooting at one of my teammates.
But even after the flash, you didn't know what it was?
No.
You didn't realize it was somebody shooting?
I assumed it was somebody shooting because it was the flash like of a gunshot,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I just started shooting at it. He got so mad, he's like, oh, you're cheating. You look at my screen, aren't you? I'm like, no, dude. He was just a black line. I didn't even know who that was.
Nice.
That was probably...
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that pisses people off, dude.
Yeah. And another thing that would piss people off is that people love the shotgun in that game, right? So they run up to you. And then I'd know when I was going to die. I'm like, this guy's going to get me. So I would just drop a grenade at my feet right before I died. And they would... Like, 80% of the time, I'd
That's not a bad strat, dude.
Mm-hmm. And I was also really good with sticky bombs. Where I kind of, like, see somebody, and, like, I just like, point my thing up, launch it, and I would just, like, watch it just, like, attach to them, like, to their foot or something like that. And I'd be like, yes. that was my main things, right? Pistol, sniper rifle, sticky bombs from a distance. Because if I did it, like, up close and ended up sticking myself, it would suck. And just dropping the bomb right before I died. I always get people. I was really good at that. Newer Halos, I suck. Too many battle rifles and swords and just suck at it. But that first Halo, Combat Evolved,
was my brother. I don't even know which Halo I played. I've only played one Halo multiplayer. I don't even remember which one it was.
That game... It's pretty much when me and my brother started forming a tighter bond. I mean, we don't really hang out or anything like that nowadays, but we can actually talk to each other nowadays, you know? It pretty much started, really, with that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get all your warm fuzzies from that story.
Yeah.
There you go. Halo Combat Evolved. Best local co-op experience I've ever had. Or gaming experience. Well, that was episode 85. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yes.
Feel free, you know, Twitter question of the week happened, but you got a great story. Let us know it anyway. I will read it in the next episode. And anything you want to ask us personally, just do it. You can tweet it at us, at Uncore Gamers.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You can follow that. Find out when all these questions are happening. You can email it to us, uncoregamers@gmail.com. I check that. Before the podcast happens, at least. And follow Jeff. Follow Jeff on the Twitch.
Yeah, he's gonna start streaming. I fixed my headphones.
He's got a lot of games he wants to show you. He wants to show you!
God damn it.
Black Hole Flare.
Everywhere.
Tell him how to spell it.
Black. H-O-L-E. Flare.
That's right. You have to figure out the input command for the color black. It's like I376 or something like that. I don't remember what it is.
Programming, man. But yeah, Black Hole Flare on everything. Just whatever. Add me.
Yeah, if you want to play Alienation with me, hit me up. VeganDan4. On the PS4. I gotta play that because I bought it and I played it once. I also gotta play Severed on the Vita. I bought it, and everybody loves it.
But you haven't played it yet.
But I haven't played it yet. I did play Monster Hunter again, though.
Good.
And one more hunt. And it was good. I liked it. Did I ever tell you I beat Firewatch?
Not you, no.
Yeah, I beat Firewatch.
I kind of a shorter game, right?
Yeah. I liked it, though.
Good.
a lot of people complain that it wasn't much of a game or whatever. I'm like, these games are just a story. You know, like, literally the
what
game.
What it is, it's a story.
It's a story. Like, I don't understand why people get so mad these games aren't long. Like, I really enjoyed the story. I was really intrigued by it and where it was going. Like, it left me wondering, like, I want to see somebody else play it. To see, like, the dialogue choices that they would have picked.
Yeah.
Because I want to see if it actually, how much it changes the game. Because I'm, if I see that it changes the game, I might go back and play it again.
As an ending or just anything throughout the game?
Throughout the game, yeah. Because it's about two people, like, you know, like, you only ever hear, like, one other person for most of the game, you know?
The chick.
Yeah. I want to see what that's like.
All right.
See you guys next week.
All right.